Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. What is our message for today? Today we're going to talk about those things you say to people or things, places, experiences, the things that you might say out loud and you're trying to give your judgment or opinion or just a thought that you're expressing out. Examples. So I was at family function recently, and there was somebody who was having some concerns in their life, and they were talking to me. So I'm educating them on some alternative choices that they could do in their life. And it was, I thought, very open and receiving on their part. And I wasn't sending anything through judgment. It was just knowledge that I was providing to them. And I was saying, here you go. Here's an opportunity. And they had an excuse that they brought up right away for that opportunity. Okay. So I gave them options of different ways to go through that excuse. And you could tell they were stuck on their excuse. That's fine. I let it go. Then I hear later on that this person was complaining about their concerns to another person. That person also was giving suggestions, and they had excuses, and then they acted like they never even talked to me about that issue also. So I heard about that, and I can guarantee most of you have gone through something very similar before. It's like, how do you handle that? How do you handle the piece of that they're continuing to do the woe is me, the victim mode, while you're sitting over here? Well, I gave them all these options. I don't understand why they're not doing them. We get judgmental. We get frustrated that they're not willing to help themselves. And we also get sad to see that they're not willing to do the help for themselves. And we have all the tools and resources that could potentially help them. Oh, it's kind of like when there's a medical procedure. They're showing me Jehovah Witnesses. When they go to the hospital, if they need blood, they do not accept blood. They will not take in if they need blood for whatever reason. They will choose to die instead of receiving blood. That is their choice. And it may anger some of the medical professionals in that situation, they have to honor their choice. And they're like, that is what the message today is about, is honoring other people's choices. Honor their decisions. And just let it be. You sent the message that you need to send, and it's up to them to be open to receive it when they are ready to open to receive it. Not up to you to push their buttons, to make them do something they're not ready to do. It's part of the journey.
No doubt. No doubt. I had heard a little tidbit this morning that if it becomes a wound or wisdom, that it's our choice. And to your family member example, a wound or wisdom, you were, as you put it, educating and sharing without what I call barbs. You didn't have barbs in there. You weren't trying to, you know, manipulator guilt or do any of that stuff. You had said that, just want to be real clear, like that's what you mean when you're saying educating, like take this or don't, it's up to you. And that particular person chose a wound, and that is our choice to do that. And I am like the queen. When I look back on my life, I am the queen of trying to convince people to not wound themselves and take the wisdom instead. And it didn't work so many times because you have to do, like you said, you have to let it be. You share, you have to let it be. And I have personally learned that I was far more fixated on helping other people heal their wounds and engage wisdom than on my own. And I finally shifted that focus. You know what? I'll do exactly what Kim just shared and put it out there, and then you let it be. They don't always succeed at that, but I definitely have that intention, and I do my best to that. And then I spend most of my time and energy internally sorting out my own wounds and wisdom rather than other people's stuff. And that's a kind of a hidden message in yours that I picked up on. I'm not sure if others got it, but that's rattling around in my mind. Is I've said that to you many times, Kim. You do certain things very naturally that sometimes you don't even see them. You're like, what? And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, you have this natural talent to just lay something out there for someone and let it be. Meanwhile, it took me decades to do that.
Yeah.
And that's not a judgment. It's just pure observation.
But it takes work and it takes practice. And the more that I have to just let go, and in my head, I had to tell myself, this is their choice. Why are you judging their choice? So it was a lot of talking in my head and telling myself, it is okay for them to choose that. It is okay. I don't need to be the one that fixes them.
Nice.
And it's a daily practice.
Yep. Yeah, it's not like we nailed it one day and then we're done and we never have to attend to it again. It's continuous tending. It really is. That's just how we're wired as humans. If we don't keep ourselves pointed towards that more productive habit, we'll kind of default to the unproductive one. I had someone else who years ago described it as a jet plane. If you very, very, very slightly adjust the nose of the plane, you end up at a very different target.
Yep.
And that's what I hear you say now, too, is you're daily keeping that nose pointed of the plane the direction you choose to go, the one you want to go, the destination you want to arrive at, not the one by default or by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah,
love it.
Sweet. Well, thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thanks, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right, have a wonderful day, and until next time.